Since my very first conversation with Sean, he's been talking about getting me to talk in chapel. And for the longest time, I was like, he has to be kidding. What would I even talk about? I thought about talking about my culture or talking about love and why we should choose it. But one day, I was sitting with my best friend, Ronan, and we were talking to Maddie Fields, and I asked her how she knew what to talk about in chapel. And she told me that God told her. I sat for literally 1 minute, 60 seconds, thinking about how I wished God would tell me what to talk about, which is crazy because if you know me, you know I like to talk. And me and God are always in a conversation. This is where God told me what to talk about. Let me start from the top. Hi, my name is Jordan Oliver. I'm a freshman from the beautiful Twin Island Republic of Trinidad and Tobago. And I'll be so honest, although I have everything I need to say written out here, I'm still really nervous. And I don't know if y'all have realized this, but Sean tends to hug the speaker when they're done talking, so that's all I'm thinking about to get me through this. Even though I knew I was going to talk about this topic, I had nothing planned, just a Bible verse and a dream. But one day I was simply laying in bed, scrolling through TikTok, and I saw a video that moved me without me realizing. I scrolled past that video like every other one on the platform and kept it pushing, but I could not get the message of this video out of my head for the life of me. Before I could process what I was doing, I was standing on the edge of my bed, my iPad in hand, and my gospel playlist was on. I got exactly two sentences into the briefing, the message this TikTok brought to me, before I was in tears. Never Would Have Made It by Marvin Sapp was playing, and at that moment, I gave it to God. I was literally struggling to hold myself up, and I knew God was with me. That entire week, I felt like I was in a deep, dark valley. I was sick, I was injured. But this moment is what pulled me out of the valley and brought me back to light. By the end of all this, my entire chapel speech was in order, and I hadn't even realized how much the Spirit moved through me. Anyway, back home, there's this influencer family called the Maloneys. They all have a bit of a social media platform, and honestly, it's because of their sister, Samara. Samara was probably one of the top influencers on the island and had a master calm 32,000 followers on Instagram only. I'm only sharing this information with you all to show how much she genuinely moved the people of our island. On November 4th, 2023, Samara suffered a brain aneurysm at just 26 years old, which all the doctors said was very rare for someone of her age and lifestyle. She was in a coma for a day, and on November 5th, 2023, Samara had passed away. The first person I thought about was her mother, because 2 years prior, on May 19th, 2021, her husband and the father of her five beautiful children had died suddenly. I don't know about y'all, but 2 years flies like nothing to me. So in my head, I'm saying, oh no, her husband passed away just the other day. I found myself interacting with all the Maloney children on social media, and one common thing among all of them was asking God why, specifically Samara's older brother. Kyle posted a tweet not only questioning God, but questioning his entire faith in general. Tweets that read, what is left of your faith when God doesn't respond to your collective prayers and cries, and how to not question God's plan, boy? Kyle thought it was impossible that his God would put him through an ounce of pain. So the pain of losing two family members in such a short time frame was unfathomable. Honestly, those tweets caught me off guard, but I had never felt a pain like that in my life. So I felt like I had no place thinking about why he would say that, or worse yet, actually telling him that he shouldn't say that. I remember thinking, why would he not lean on God more in such a time of weakness? And why would they continue to question God's plans? Honestly, I found myself not asking God why he would take away what they described as the glue of their family away from them, especially when they were still in a state of grief from their father, knowing that this would put them in a state of grief beyond return. We as Christians often think that once we believe in God, everything will go perfectly for us. This concept was one I fell victim to deeply until Dr. Best opened my eyes on a story of the church class once. He said, we literally serve a suffering Messiah. Jesus was crucified on the cross for our sins, despite throwing himself down to the ground and praying, my Father, if it is possible, take this cup of suffering away from me. Dr. Bass said, Messiahs aren't crucified. However, Jesus did it for us anyway. Last semester, Jamie spoke about being in your valley. Of the 60 chapel credits I had acquired that semester, that one resonated with me the most. The Maloneys were in their valley. They were in the deepest and darkest valley of shadow of death you could think of. They asked God why on a daily basis and lost trust in him and his plans. And while their pain is very unfortunate, I learned some of my most important life lessons from it. And it's one, to trust God always and never doubt his plans. Two, you are not going to be in your valley forever. And three, life is not meant to be perfect. These imperfections help us grow. In my attempt to bring the idea of this topic to life and forward to y'all, the first place I turned to was the Bible. Here are some Bible verses that have changed my perspective on the anxieties behind asking God why. Psalms chapter 23, verse 4, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 to 7, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him and he will direct your path straight." Romans chapter 8, verse 31, "If God is for us, who can be against us?" And Psalms chapter 46, verse 10, "Be still and know that I am God." I started this talk by mentioning the TikTok video that moved me to even be up here talking in the first place. And I want to leave y'all with the message that TikTok left with me. Just because God is in your boat does not mean you're not going to go through a storm. It means the storm, no matter how big it is not going to sink your boat. I also want to turn back to what Coach Carver said last Friday. Your boat was never meant to stay in the harbor. Even in the waves and hurricanes of life, weather your storm, because God is with you. Take that chance. Know that life is not going to be perfect, but don't give up. Keep God in your boat. Thank you.